I've got some news to share with you. Good news. It's about legacy, heritage, and history. But it's bang up to date, too. Rhondda Radio has won a major National Lottery Heritage Fund grant. In the coming year, the money is going to enable us to build a heritage trail running the length of both valleys, celebrating our history of communal struggle for a fairer, better world. There'll be 12 heritage stations at 12 key locations across the Rhondda Fawr and the Rhondda Bach. The iconic sites will include Treorchy's Park and Air Theatre, the Mid-Rhondda Athletic Field, Penrhys's Holy Well, and the Mardy Workingman's Hall and Institute. Each station will illustrate a particular heritage theme, from sport to music and performance, and from our valley's famed community spirit to Rhondda women's history. The heritage stations will link to a year-long festival of heritage programming, which will be broadcast on Rhondda Radio in 2024. Tell you a little more about the project, how it's going to work, and how you can get involved. For me as a Rhondda boy, it's a dream come true for me to be able to help create a heritage trail which tells the valley's story in this exciting and innovative way. As creative director of the project, I'm keen to introduce new voices and to open up fresh angles on our astonishing industrial heritage. So a central part of the project will be a specially designed training program, giving local people the skills to add their stories to this new version of Rhondda's proud history. So what's the guiding inspiration behind the project, and what do we hope to achieve? Everyone loves a story, and every family has one. But communities have stories too. When I produced The Story of Wales, the BBC's landmark documentary series charting the whole history of the nation, we wanted to get a big, popular audience excited by some challenging, unfamiliar history. And we aim to do that by framing it as a story. The response far exceeded expectations. Detailed research revealed that not only did virtually every adult in Wales watch at least some part of the series, but also that we earned a phenomenal audience appreciation rating. That's the scientifically measured score by which the BBC judges the true success of its output and has done for decades. Ours was higher than any other series on the whole BBC network across an 18-month period, excepting only David Attenborough's Frozen Planet. I've used a similar storytelling approach in other TV programmes I've made about the Rhondda, recasting the infamous Tonopandy riots as a new history, with 21st century Rhondda people exploring the roots of the 1910 conflict. Recounting the genesis of Corona Pop, one of Wales' most successful brands. Documenting the radical social gospel preached and practiced during the Depression of the 1930s by Tonopandy's Methodist Central Hall. And celebrating a Ffynhonnau, the epic Welsh language poem which encapsulates the whole history of the Rhondda. Hundreds of schoolchildren participated in those programmes. In this new project, I want to get young people involved again, working with local schools to bolster the new emphasis on local history in Wales's national curriculum. Because the danger is that Rhondda's extraordinary past will fall into forgetfulness, especially amongst the younger generations. More than 30 years after the last of our coal mines closed, there's no doubt that the valley retains a very special sense of belonging. But inevitably, with the passage of time, we've lost much of the physical evidence of what made the Rhondda different. The nonconformist chapels, the miners' halls and institutes, the collieries themselves, along with most, but not all, of their spoil tips. So there's an urgent need to protect and enhance our awareness of what made the Rhondda world famous, something that the National Lottery Heritage Fund recognised in awarding us the grant. Proud as Ron the people can be, there's also sometimes a lack of confidence, common to many less privileged areas, that change is possible. What can we do about it? Is an expression we hear far too often. It's a phrase applied not least to loss of that built heritage which is so significant in Rhondda's story. A case in point is the recent sale of Llwynypia's colliery powerhouse. Many Rhondda people believe it should be preserved, since it was the key flashpoint in the Cambrian Combine dispute, which sparked the Tonopandy riots of 1910, one of the most significant episodes in modern industrial history across the whole of Britain. So the Rhondda Heritage Project will put a particular focus on the times when our valley, in its ideas and its actions, led and changed Wales, Britain, indeed the whole world, and for the better. If you don't believe that's the case, I've recorded no less than 100 episodes of John on the Rhondda, which prove the point. In being reminded of those stories in this new project, I trust that Rhondda people will begin to see more clearly what's possible for them here and now and into the future. It's the expressed wish of Rhondda Cynon Taf Council to move the community's response to its own heritage from nostalgia to relevance. That is, to an understanding of how the lived experience of Rhondda's past can help shape a better future. By offering back to the community its own story, and giving that story weight and dignity and status, the Rhondda Heritage Project can make a real difference in these present times, hard-pressed as we all are. To sum up, the National Lottery Heritage Fund grant will enable us to do three things. First, to build a Rhondda Heritage Trail, a physical reality running up and down the Vach and the Vawr in the ghostly tram tracks, as I like to think, of that amazing, thoroughly modern network of electric streetcars, which more than 100 years ago sped passengers the whole length of our twin valleys. Secondly, we're going to mount a year-long festival of broadcast programmes on Rhondda Radio, celebrating our rich history. As creative director of the project, I'm determined to involve all ages in it, and particularly Rhondda schoolchildren. Indeed, the third strand of our project will be to train a new generation of Rhondda broadcasters, an on-air legacy for Rhondda Radio, strengthening its role as a voice for the valley. If you'd like to get involved in that, we'd love to hear from you. So, legacy, heritage, and history. Those three key words will guide our project. Whole academic careers have been spent defining them, but in my simple way, I like to picture them in terms of a cloak. Perhaps one of those beautifully woven cloaks worn by the ancient Celtic heroes of stories like the Mabinogion. Legacy is the cloak that's been handed down to us from previous generations. Heritage is the way we wear that cloak, the pride we feel as it adorns our shoulders. And history? History is how that cloak was made, and why. Not just the bald facts of its manufacture, but what it meant to those who crafted it, and what it means to us now. But legacy is also what we hand down to our children and grandchildren, the heritage we bequeath to them, the history we teach them. It's time for my generation to pass that cloak on. Soon it may be refashioned in a style more fitting for tomorrow's world, but the stuff it's made of, that will always, always be the Rhondda, through and through. Now, thanks to this National Lottery Heritage Fund grant, Rhondda Radio's established team of talented producers and presenters will be helping to train up the next generation of on-air talent. And they'll bring new and compelling ways of retelling the story of the Rhondda. Legacy, heritage, history, and all.